Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And yes, this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers and race fans talk about local racing. And tonight, the one and only, the host we have tonight, the one and only Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Good evening.
And the silent, quiet Mr. Gary Wyatt over there.
How you doing?
Good, and your co-host. I'm your co-host, by the way.
He's
JJ.
Not so silent when I hit his car.
We'll see coming up,
no,
right?
No, I'm not.
And I'm your co-host, Michael. And tonight, you know, I am, you know, honored to be with our guests tonight that have created something that's going to help people for a long time to come, and that's pinkmail.org. And tonight we have Brock, Justin Griffith and Susan Griffith here with us tonight, and they are the creators of pinkmail.org, and we're going to get to them here in a few minutes, but going right back to you, JJ.
Yeah, I got a special announcement
to, about there, right?
to make. I have a new addition to my family, and it makes me a great uncle for the 10th time. I want to congratulate my godchild, Jeannie, and her husband, Billy Heisman. They just had a baby boy, a bouncing baby boy, 6 pounds, 8 ounces, and that was Sunday on 1/26/14. We have a Derek John Heisman to add to the family. So I'm sure I got other family members out there. Just want to say congratulations to everybody. Jeannie is doing fantastic. Seen some great pictures of my new great nephew born on the 26th. And congratulations to Jeannie and Billy and everybody in the family. It's a good deal. Great way to start.
Yeah,
great way to start.
Definitely.
And 7 days before that, my nephew Philip and Shannon in Georgia had a baby girl.
Wow.
Yep. So Autumn Dahlia. So we got two brand new additions. Didn't get to say thanks or congratulations to my family in Georgia for Autumn Dahlia, but we had Thane on, and
well, yeah, that show went on and on and
on.
Which is a good on and on and on, of course.
So
congratulations
got,
to the JJ's family there.
Yep.
Great game.
Really happy. Everybody's healthy and happy, and hopefully they'll be home soon. So congratulations again, guys.
Hey,
that's
good.
Enough. I'll
you
crawl
know,
in my corner and be quiet now.
Well, you know, and speaking of family, you know, here at onwheelsnow.com, we always talk about families and racing and how it's a family thing. And, you know, families can go two ways. They can be at each other's necks, or they can be happy, but it's a mix. It's a mix of different things, but
it's all good.
Yep, it's all good. And, you know, we're going to touch on some stuff tonight that might be, you know, not always good, but, you know, we hope that if there's a sad tear in one eye, there's a happy tear in the other one when we come out of this tonight. You know, we've got, again, some people here that really extended themselves to help other people by creating this pinkmail.org. And we're going to find out more about that. And we didn't give them a chance to to say hello. You know, I introduced Brock, Justin, and Susan here. How you doing, Brock?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. Nice to have you here tonight. Like I said, I'm honored to be here with you tonight. And Susan, I know you didn't want to say anything, but you got to say hello, please.
Hello.
Okay, we got a hello from Susan, so we appreciate that. We're just, you know, hey, we're just the easy going
here. I told them, Susan.
Hey, that was big, Mike, to get her to do that.
I did my job.
Hey,
I'm
you
impressed.
Know what? And trust me, and these guys probably feel the same way, I'm honored to have you guys here and do what you guys do. So, you know, please speak up and just say hello like you did. You know, I appreciate that. And, of course, Justin.
How you doing?
Good. And I missed your last show. I wasn't here. I had other things going on, so I'm sorry I missed that. But, You know, hey, I guess let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's talk about pinkmail.org and what it's all about. And, you know, let's start from the beginning. Where did this start from? What was the conception of this?
Well, it started with my sister. She lost her breast to breast cancer. And it bothered me a lot, and I drew this up on paper about 3.5, almost 4 years ago, and started developing. I started building websites, and I got to the point to where I had to get it going and showed it to Sue, who's been a really, really good friend of mine, and she goes, yeah, I'm behind you 100%. It's touched my life and my family's life, too. So we invented it so that you sign up for a free email system. It costs you nothing, just like Gmail, Yahoo, and every time you send and receive an email, it brings awareness to breast cancer, and every time you click on the ads within the email system, it raises money for breast cancer, and it costs you nothing. And since then, we've added an auction to it, and we're up to 43,000 users to date in about 9 months.
That is amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Now, if we can get Gary to pitch in a dollar for each one of them users, that would be $43,000 for you, Gary.
All right.
Can you handle that?
No, I said who put something on.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's archived somewhere. We can go back.
I just want to make sure I'm correct on that.
Yeah.
No, that's great, and we hope that continues to grow. But, you know, JJ, I know we've talked about pinkmail.org. You can also go to thebombernation.com. It's the very first thing that comes up on the page. You click on that, it's actually a link, correct,
yes,
on that banner, and that
yep.
will take you to pinkmail.org. So you're going to want to do that. And, again, you are listening to onwheelsnow.com, you know, talking about racing, but this is something that is near to some of our hearts that, you know, in one way or the other. So
it's close to a lot of us. In one way or another, it has affected so many millions of people in the world out there. And I got a question for Justin. How did you get involved with Mom with Pink Mail?
And you know what? And that's going to be a tough act to follow, is following what your mom's doing. So she set some great examples for you.
Really, it's just me volunteering, going to the promos, trying to promote it, and then having the race car. And, you know, both of them have been so supportive on that and been there and helped me out as much as they can. So I can't hate that.
No, that's something else. And, of course, you know Gary and JJ here. They beat up on you probably once or twice out
hey,
of
wait,
the track.
Wait. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
Just JJ.
Oh, No.
I don't think
no.
I ever raced JJ.
One time in Pro.
Yeah,
when you came out last year.
Yeah. Well, according to Gary, if you raced against JJ, you'll know it.
Hey, you finished fourth, didn't you?
Yeah, they were kind of running away from me, so I wasn't really around anybody.
Hey, my car must have been running good that day.
Now, and that's something else, too, is, you know, like again, we talked about families and stuff like that, and it's a small community here, and pinkmail.org is a local thing. That's something that Brock and you guys have created here that's local. That the money you raise, does it stay here locally or what?
Yes, it does, okay. Mike. We donate it to the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
We get lump sums. We pile it together from our ads, from our auctions that are on there. And by the way, we just added an automotive section to our auction because of your show.
Okay, great deal. And a lot of Gary, of course, spearheads most of that kind of thing. And of course, having you guys come in here again, we appreciate it, and that's something Gary helped set up here to make sure you guys were able to come in here, and we'd love to support, you know, pinkmail.org. One of the questions I have of course was how it was started and so on, but what would you like the future of pinkmail.org to be? What direction do you want it to go, and what do you see for it in the future?
Well, we're going to grow it as big as we can, of course. We'd like to see worldwide, which we are starting to touch in about 17 different countries right now. And we want to grow it to be as big as possible so that we can beat breast cancer.
Okay.
And by every email that somebody sends, they bring awareness, and by every ad they touch, just clicking on it, they help us with a donation through our ads and through our auctions, that auctions are completed. So we want to grow it as big as we can worldwide, and let's beat breast cancer worldwide. It's not just locally, but we concentrated mostly here in the Las Vegas area and Henderson area, yes.
No, and that's something, too, you know, pinkmail.org like you said, is not just local, but you're in 17 different countries. That's pretty amazing. That's,
well, it's like your show, Mike. It's all over the world.
All over the world. That's true.
That's right, buddy.
We try to reach as many people as we can, right?
Oh, you're doing a great job, too. We really appreciate you having pinkmail.org here today.
You know, that's something else, too, is it is secure. It's just like you said, Gmail or any other site that provides email services. It's a secure site. You guys have nothing to do with anything that goes internally in these emails.
No, it's totally private, we have a bunch of security. We spend a lot of money on privacy and security and making sure that everybody's information is kept private. Also, to make it really quick, easy sign-up steps, it's like 4 or 5 little steps you take. We don't even ask for all your information. We don't need your address and stuff like that, unless, of course, you're going to do the auction, and then we have to have more information by law.
Okay.
But that's still protected, too. And, yeah, we run a lot of security on it. We're going to make sure that we constantly update it and keep your information secure.
Yeah, that's something that I was going to ask next was, you know, how easy it was to sign up. And what's the process if somebody wants to go to pinkmail.org and sign up?
You just click on the page, pinkmail.org, or Google it, whichever you want. We're all over the Internet to find us, Facebook,
or you can go
Instagram,
to thebombernation.com and click on
the
link.
That's right. And soon we're going to have the Bomber Nation ad on within our system, too, maybe a couple of them the same thing, so they can listen to your show, all of our emailers with Pinkmail. But, yeah, you just go on there, you click in, you fill your name in, you pick a username, you pick a password, and you hit create. Email. It's that easy. It takes all of anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes. I made it with simplicity and user-friendly.
That's very important in today's day of technology, because nobody likes to wait. They don't like to fill out long forms, so it sounds like the perfect thing. You go there, just sign up for a quick email account and start using it.
Well, this one here, you don't even have to donate money at pinkmail.org. All you have to do is just use it in your daily online usage, just sending and receiving emails.
Okay.
And you help beat breast cancer.
And again, it's free. You don't have to donate, but is there a chance for you to donate on there if any amount that you want to while you're using pinkmail.org?
Yeah, you can donate money if you want to. We usually are looking more for the auction donations, for items to be donated to the auction. And if you don't want to place them on there, it's for free to place them on there, of course, then you can send them to us, and our address is on there for the donation, and send a merchandise to us, and we'll place them on there and then sell them off and use the money to beat breast cancer.
So if they didn't want to use the auction, though, can they just donate, you know, whatever amount they want to?
Okay, they sure can. They just mail it right into us. Okay. Do it. We are going to eventually put a donating button up there, but until that, I feel secure enough, and if we do, it'll probably go right to the American Cancer Society for that.
Well, that's pretty great. When somebody has a pinkmail.org email set up, is it linked somehow to easily use the auction, pinkmail.org auction, or is that a separate process?
No, it's very easy, because your username is going to be your login for the auction. All you do is click at the top of the home page and click the auction, and it will automatically put you in there. Now, you do have to register one time with your address and stuff for the auction, because we need to know who you are.
A little more information.
Yeah, because we're dealing with direct money, and we want to make sure everybody gets their merchandise.
Okay.
But, yeah, same username. It's just a couple more steps if you do, and you only do it once. Once you do it, then it's just a matter of signing in for your email. Once you sign in, click on auction, and you're in.
Okay. Sounds easy enough. And if you're a racer and you put an automotive item on there, you want to make sure you shoot Gary an email, because he's actually going to donate $1. Is that correct, Gary?
Yes.
For each item that is sold on the site, or is that each item
put
that
on?
Put on the site. So doesn't even have to sell, just to put that item on, you know, as a racer, Gary will match, or not match, but he'll put up $1 for each item that you put on there. And it's got to be, you know, can't be a lug nut. You know, 100 lug nuts or something
like they told me they were going to do. Thanks, JJ.
We like to see JJ do that, but
just trying to support the cause.
I'd be curious if the lug nuts sell.
I want to see JJ take the time to do that. That's what I want to see.
Don't be surprised.
If you're just joining us, we have Brock here from pinkmail.org and Justin Griffith here, the fellow bomber racer of
pinkmail.org.
Is that a sponsor, I guess, in some ways? That is something that you try to help promote, is pinkmail.org.
That's my main sponsor and a they helped a lot this year. So
yeah, we hope that that follows through in this year. And of course, we got race season just around the corner for a lot of people. Are you going to be racing with these guys out at Prump Valley Speedway this weekend?
Well, right now I just actually got a motor from another one of the racers. He gave it to me, so I have another car sitting there. I'm going to probably throw that motor in the car and go have fun out there. And
okay.
My main focus is still the bull ring and the asphalt, you know.
You're a fellow asphalt guy. Hey,
I know they hate it, but.
Hey, I'm a fellow asphalt guy. I'm with you. I get beat up by these guys all the time. So where can we get one of these free motors? That's what I want to know.
Point us in the direction.
When you know
people. Please.
Gary won't want it unless it's a Ford motor, so I don't know what kind of motors
Chevy,
these are.
So.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, too.
I'll take it.
What kind of car are you driving?
Right now I have a Monte Carlo. It's a 76 Chevy Monte Carlo. So,
yes.
Sorry, Gary.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What's your number?
42.
42. So if you are going to be out of LVMS, look for the 42 of Justin Griffith, and it's going to have pinkmail.org somewhere on that
car.
If not everywhere on that car. So you want to make sure you cheer for him and really root for Justin Griffith in the 42 car.
Mike, you'll be able to see him. He's wearing a pink jumpsuit, and he's about 6'5" with a pink helmet. You will be able to see him.
Okay. And, yeah, don't.
He ain't going to hide very easily.
No, they talk about him on the mics all the time out there about his jumpsuit that his mother bought him from pinkmail.org.
Well, there you go.
I know I asked you this question before, Justin, but as old as I am, I forgot. The 42 stands for what? Why you run the 42 number?
Actually, you never did ask me that, but that's a good question. My brother played football back in high school, and he was 42, and then he got into racing first, and he was 42 in the super stock. So we had a bunch of clothes made up, shirts and everything that said Griffith 42 Racing was the name of the team. So it just was...
So
kind of stuck with me.
I got the hand-me-down.
It's a family affair.
Hey, you must be the younger brother, though, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Now, has your brother gone on to continue racing, or is he out of racing?
Well, he actually just had a baby last week, so...
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. And then he got married before that,
You don't have to say anymore. No, just kidding.
Now you know why he's not racing?
But I did loan him the car. I do have the extra car, so I told him if I don't need it, he can go out and play. So,
hey, Mike, he's almost catching up to you, man.
We've got extra cars, three motors.
He's got a farm of cars.
Three motors, extra cars. Yeah, now we know who to call, Gary, when I need one.
No, he deals in Chevy stuff.
I drive Chevys. No problem.
Well, I noticed the Chevy's on the ground on its wheels, and the Ford is up on jack stands.
They're both Fords.
Okay. Oh, that one's not a Ford. That's right. That is a Ford, huh? Yeah.
No, he just got his done first. The bosses are always last, right?
Of course, you can go to thebombernation.com to find out more information on upcoming races. You got Prump Valley Speedway coming up here this weekend. Is that correct?
Right.
And you guys are going to
start the season.
February 1st.
Yep.
Now,
first of 23 races for us this year.
I remember 9 weeks ago, around that time, you guys talking about how many weeks you have left, and here it is. You're down to days.
We're on the 4-day program now.
Now wait a minute. I think we're on the bombernation.com. You actually have a counter that's counting down the days till that race. So you might want to go on your website and see what you have on there.
I'm on pinkmail.org right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now
I'm at the point where it's like I hope this is getting done.
Well, for the asphalt racers, they have a little bit more time, but that time's right around the corner, too.
March 29th.
Now, you guys have open practice coming up March 15th, I believe,
and 15th.
Pre-registration in the morning and then open practice. So is that something that you're going to be doing?
Well, we plan to have me and my teammate, Tony Riegert, you know, he wants to really get his car out there and run some laps, and I should be out there right next to him, so.
Well, and that's a good idea because sometimes – you know, when a car sits off season, you don't know what's happened to it. You know, it's good to shake it down and make sure all the nuts and bolts are going to hold together. And that wall is non-forgiving. We all know that.
I know. I learned that this year.
Hey, Brock, have you ever thought about jumping in one of these type of race cars?
No, it goes too fast for me.
Well, you don't have to go fast. You just got to wait for the – ask JJ. You just wait for the next guy like Thane Alderman to come back around.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Now, if you haven't listened to that show, Thane Alderman, one of our guests that was on a previous show, was talking about when the series first came out, the Bomber Stock Division out of LVMS. It was actually introduced as kind of a rolling demolition derby. They were going to wet the track. They were going to have enduro races.
That's what it was. Entertainment.
Exactly. It's for entertainment. And one of the races that they had was where they encourage you to take out the guy that came. If you're getting lapped,
you took out
the leader.
That's what you did. They watered the track down 200 laps, and you find out who the leader was, and you went after him. I mean, it was half the field. I mean, I think the first race we had lined up like 52 some odd cars that we had this 200 lapper, and half the field was demo guys. It was set up for, you know, the guys from Demolition Derby, something similar to an enduro cross, but it was an all out, you know, wreck everything that you can.
Right.
It was just, I mean, David Stetzer said it in the driver's meeting.
Yep.
The object of this is to entertain the fans, and whoever is in the lead is subject to being taken out.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I heard.
You know, I was there. I heard the same thing. And one thing that disappointed us is I built a car. It was a bomber car for my son. At the time, they were saying that they were going to allow 14-year-olds to race, not 16. And, of course, when it came down to it, up to the time it was ready to race, they changed it to 16, which was sad for us because I had my kid out there doing all the work, stripping the car down. It was a car we got from the Nevada Pickup Park.
And that's what kids are for.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
Hey, I was just going to say, that's the way you lured him into stripping the car.
That's right. I had him strip the car. And let me tell you, it was a Monte Carlo, about 76,
I'm
you
sorry.
Said? Yeah, same year Monte Carlo. And let me tell you, there's not a lot of plastic on those. There's a lot of metal in them
there
cars.
There really is.
You know, they're really good cars. And he was out there cutting his fingers and stripping things, and he's 14 at the time. So I feel bad now.
No, you don't.
Hey, liar. But anyways, I know before we had you guys on, we were talking about pinkmail.org, and we had a few questions that came up. You know, I don't know if JJ still has some of those fresh in his mind.
Yeah, I was hoping that, Brock, you could just walk me through. I got a couple questions now.
Sure.
I have a race car.
Okay.
I want to sell the race car.
All right.
Okay. Now, my one option is just donating the race car, and you put it up for auction, you take all the proceeds.
That's correct.
Okay. Say I want a minimum of $2,000 I'd like to get for the race car. Then I can give you anything over $2,000 that you get on auction. You can have, I just get my $2,000 reserve. You put a reserve on when it goes up on auction?
If that's the way you want to do it, yes.
Oh,
there's several
like
different ways. Yeah, we have reserves you can sit as well. Or you can put it up there, and it's nothing to put an item up for auction like a race car in the automotive section or parts or whatever. It costs nothing. It only costs you something once the auction is completed and you make the sale. Then we get 15% of whatever the sale is.
And that goes right to breast cancer.
That is correct.
Okay. I mean, you had said earlier, American Cancer Society. So I don't need to contact you at all. I put a vehicle up. I want $2,000, and you're going to take $150
That's correct.
After the sale if I get my $2,000.
Actually, that would be $300
Oh, at 15% okay. I'm sorry, $300. There goes my math.
That's okay. I'm pretty good at it.
That's a good thing.
The mind goes first.
Yep. The mind, the ears, the eyes. So I can just put a car up, and if I get $3,000 for that, you take 15% from $3,000.
Before 50. There you go.
Now, say I just want $2,000. Say I give you... Say I give you a vehicle and say, here's the vehicle, I want $2,000, anything after that is yours. It can do that too.
Yes, you can. What happens is once an auction is completed, We get 15%, you get 85% of whatever the sales price is. Then there's going to be a prompt that comes up and it says, would you like to donate some, all, or none of the remaining money to breast cancer?
Oh, okay.
So you have a choice of either keeping the 85% of what your sell price was for yourself, or you can donate half, 10%, half, third of it, whatever you decide, or none of it. So it's up to you.
All right. Very good. Now, I don't have to bring you this vehicle?
No, not at all. You
okay,
just do it
just
right
send,
online.
I send you pictures of it, sign up, and put a $2,000 reserve. And how many days? Do I have the choice of how many days it's up there, or
yeah,
how many hours or months?
You can set the days just like on eBay. Okay, basically what we've done, we've combined Gmail and eBay into one with pinkmail.org to help breast cancer. So just like with eBay on pinkmail.org's auction, you can set how many days you want the auction to go for, up to a certain amount. If it doesn't sell within that or you don't get your reserve, you can restart the auction again by just resetting the days again.
Okay, very good. That was my question, how to do something. You know, race car parts, you know, I start with a race car.
Right.
You know, we have race cars out there that are advertised on thebombernation.com,
yeah,
and
yeah,
we know a couple of people down in Pahrump that are looking to sell
right.
their race cars, you know.
You know, and that's what brings up a good point, maybe with some of the people on thebombernation.com to help encourage them to put those same parts and cars up for sale on pinkmail.org auction. So,
you know, you put it up for sale in there, or you can put it up, you know, there's a possibility, like, I get a free motor.
Right.
You know, I get a free motor, and I want to help, you know, breast cancer because the sponsor
right.
helped me tremendously last year, and
right.
I can just put the motor up, and then you say decide whether I want to donate it all or none of it or 10% of it.
That's correct. You have that choice at the end of the auction.
This is a whole nother outlet
right.
for everybody out there, especially in the racing world. I mean, we offer it up on the Bomber Nation. You know, but then you private message back and forth. This is another outlet, especially if I want, $1,000 for a car.
I have a question.
And it goes higher than that.
As a buyer, can I also donate? Let's say I bought something on that auction, and let's say I bought this car that JJ has for sale. Can I also, as a buyer, donate, some money?
You can donate any, all, or none of it.
Okay, the same,
you sure
the same
can.
Way.
The person that's buying, once the auction is completed, it will prompt them
at that time,
do you want to donate some, all, or none of the remaining money? But keep in mind, 15% is already gone, so
yep.
you only have 85. So on $100, you would get 85, and then it will prompt you on that. So if you wanted to give the 85, you would just click all, and, of course, it would go right into breast cancer.
Okay.
All right.
You're helping a couple guys that still have MySpace here. No.
Hey, I'm computer illiterate. You know, I'm not on eBay. I don't, buy on eBay or I don't shop through the computer. I let the wife do the Amazon thing, you know.
Well, you know what we did just for you? Just for you. You remember America Online, don't you?
AOL?
Yeah,
AOL. You remember how I used
to say...
Is
that what those letters stand for?
America
AOL?
Online. It was the actual first email system that went out worldwide and became very popular. And it used to go, when you had an email show up, it'd go, you got mail.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, now, pinkmail.org, as long as you have your browser open and, like, people leave it open all day and overlap it with other screens, if you get an email, it'll say, you've been pinkmailed, to let you know verbally...
Cool.
That has got it. So we went old school just for you old school guys.
Wow.
Something
you
you're familiar with, JJ.
Yep. Well, I'm going to have to get the computer going again. That doesn't work because the critter, the mouse, in which I call a critter, that's sitting with a milk crate with the screen on the side. And, you know, maybe is there something bigger than a 56K modem or something, whatever you guys are talking about?
You're really showing your age right now, JJ. You're showing your age.
Now, if somebody,
JJ's still dial-up, by the way, okay?
I just got rid of my green screen last year, man.
Wow.
I did upgrade.
If somebody signs up for the auction itself, do you automatically get an email account, or each one has to be signed up separately?
When you sign up for the email, your username becomes your auction username as well.
But not vice versa.
No.
The auction.
But you can go directly to the auction and fill out. You won't have an email account, but you're still going to have to pick a username for
okay.
the auction, just like any other place, like
so
eBay has. You have to have something that okay. identifies you.
So you might as well do the email and then use
yeah,
that same username
you know,
for the auction. But you can do it.
It's free. Why not? Yeah,
okay.
It's free, and it's at the same place. It's very easy. It's just a couple of steps, you know, and you're supporting breast cancer
no.
just by sending and receiving emails.
Right, and that's something that's very important that, you know, we tend to miss. Sometimes it's not just about the money transaction, but it's about the awareness of the disease itself, and that's something that pinkmail.org does do.
And, Mike, the reason I designed it that way was, again, I built this system based off my sister lost her breast to breast cancer, and we're country folks. We live out in the country. Her doctor told her that if she would have come in sooner and knew of the treatments that was available and knew about breast cancer, she would have never lost her breast. So that hurt me, and that's why I built
right.
it.
And again, that is something that's, you know, you just can't put words to that you've proactively done something to help raise awareness, you know, for this. And sometimes the dollar part of it gets in the way of what the real meaning is the awareness of it, and being just thinking about it, being aware of it helps, you know, push people in the right direction to get checked out, and not just breast cancer, but any kind of cancer. I know, you know, many of us have family members that have lost their lives to cancer of some kind or another. I know my wife's mother had passed away with lung cancer, and of course,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Gary recently, you know,
lost a
his brother to cancer, and you know, and just the awareness of it, and not just breast cancer, but you know, if it's very important, if you're especially in a cause like this, it's just to be aware, get involved with some type of charity of some type, because it's going to help in more than just a you know, dollar donation. It helps in many ways, whether it's a charity of your choice, may not be cancer, it could be something else that you're passionate about. You know, just get involved in the charity. So, but
that's right, Mike. It's very important. This is something that everybody should support. They should get on pinkmail.org and check it out.
Yeah, and we're going to go ahead and go to a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking again with Brock, Justin, and the silent partner over here, Susan, of pinkmail.org. So we'll see you when we get back.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more, there's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we are back, and you're listening to onwillsnow.com. And, of course, we have the founder here of pinkmail.org. And, of course, as usual, when the mics go off, the talking starts. So we do want to throw the call-in number out there. If you have questions yourself and you want to call in, ask anybody here questions, especially JJ or Gary. We prefer you call Gary after
midnight.
Or
Brock midnight. Or Justin. We encourage questions for Susan. 702-685-8116. That's 685-8116.
And again, my question is, now, what's Susan's role in this? I hear she's a promoter, but she don't like to talk. How does that work, Susan? She's nodding.
Well, let me answer that for her, Mike. Susan does play a very big and instrumental role in it. She not only helped us fund it as well as myself funding it, but she's very instrumental in the Facebook, the social media part, going to the events and signing people up. So she's not as quiet as she's being tonight, but very, very grateful that we have her on the team and part of the ownership. She does own part of pinkmail.org, and it wouldn't have became without Susan. So we're very thankful that she's got
that. And that brings up a very, very good point that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that go on here. And you said you created the website as a webmaster, I guess.
That's correct.
And, you know, and there's other things like what Susan does and you know, little other things. They're not little by any means, you know, even the sponsorship of a race car, you know, to get the name out there, get the awareness out there. And, I'm just pulling Susan's leg there and trying to get her to talk, but
hey, I did my job. I told
you know, everybody has their role in something like this, and there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes sometimes.
Oh yeah, and Susan's very important, Mike. Believe me, we couldn't have done it without her. Pinkmail thanks for all of our emailers that's out there and all the money we're raising. That you can believe she is very, very important. We wouldn't want anyone else other than her, but we'll take other people.
You know what? And growth, like you said, you know, to grow and then to grow that awareness is very important, you know, to pinkmail.org. And that's something that, you know, you can go to thebombernation.com, click on the link there. It'll take you right to, you know, the pinkmail.org website. And don't forget, it's .org, pinkmail.org.
Yeah, .com.
I got it wrong last time.
And you just want to make sure you get that right. It's easy to sign up. You just go there, you know, put it in your favorites, you know, that way it's easy access. And anytime you want to put something up, you know, for sale, if you're thinking about putting some up on thebombernation.com, you know, go ahead and go over to pinkmail.org and sell it on the auction there. So
I got another question for Brock in regards. You had mentioned something to me about FaceTime or Facebooking or
yeah, we're constantly being innovative with it.
What are you integrating or what's in the future in regards to that website?
Well, what we're doing is we just added, as I said, you know, the verbal vocal notification that you've been pink mail telling you and then notifying you that you have an email available that just showed up on your system. We've also got in the works in the next few months called Nose to Nose. And what this is basically, it's like FaceTime on your phones and on your computer, but you're going to be able to see, let's say that you have a brother, sister, cousin, or some family member or friend out on the East Coast that has breast cancer and they're getting chemo. You'll be able to actually nose to nose. And I say nose to nose because when you're looking at somebody on a video screen, you're actually looking at their nose.
That's a good
point. We're naming it nose to nose instead of face to face.
Okay.
You know, our FaceTime. And you'll be able to see what they look like. You'll be able to see their body language, read them in real time, just like Skyping, you know, seeing somebody on Skype and talking to them. You'll be able to do that.
They don't know that.
It's the same thing. But, yeah, that is coming, and we've got four or five more additions. We're constantly adding to this system, and it's going to constantly grow and continue to grow. We're going to bring the fun back into emailing and raise a lot of money for breast cancer and awareness.
You know what? I hope to see this thing blow up bigger than you can ever imagine. This is something great that it's just, you know, the technology you're keeping up with and putting into this website, it's pretty amazing. So keep up the good work, man.
We appreciate you having us guys here. You know, pinkmail.org is going to be around for a long, long time. And as I said, we're over 43,000 users now. The average person uses our system 20 times a month.
Wow.
Now, you do that times 43, and they look at an average of 7 pages per hit. That's over 6 million impressions, so that's a lot of advertising that the ads rotate through.
Right.
And we're getting ready to put you guys up there. We'll get you a couple of ads, 2 or 3, and link them to you for helping us out. And we want to help you guys back out as well. So we appreciate you having us here.
No, no problem. We appreciate it.
Just so you know, JC Motorsports is 100% supporting this.
Well, we appreciate it.
And that's something that Gary has said from the first time, you know, he's talked about this with you guys. That's something that he's going to be passionate about and back you guys.
Well, we'll back you guys the same way. I mean, we'll put you up on there as much as we can and promote you to everybody. And we are worldwide now.
You know, and I know we're off the air when we're on break. You're talking about some different numbers, and you know, not always good numbers, but you know, you're a numbers guy, obviously. You know all about the numbers. You want to tell us some of the stats that we're dealing with here?
Sure. Well, you know, it's one of the things that we're trying to do, bring awareness to it. And by bringing awareness to breast cancer, of how many cases there are in the United States alone, and the numbers I'm talking about just refer just to the United States, not the rest of the countries around the world. But in 2013, there was over 300,000 new cases of breast cancer alone diagnosed. There was over 40,000 women estimated to die in 2013 just from breast cancer. And over 2,000 men was expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013.
Wow.
And that's going to increase as men start getting checked out and getting mammograms just like women do when they get over their fear. That number will increase. So breast cancer is increasing, and we just need with technology and awareness to start knocking those numbers down and beating it, not just dealing with it with mammograms. We need to get genetic testing going on.
Right.
And that's our next phase. We want to go up to the state legislatures and lobby them to get genetic testing done, because mammograms will show you that you have breast cancer after the fact you have it.
Right.
Genetic testing will show that you will be getting breast cancer so that you can take, you
prevention.
Know, steps to save your life.
Correct. Okay. No, and that brings up a good point. Is not just awareness but for the research for prevention, not just for after you get, you know, are diagnosed with it. And you bring up a good point, too, is more males are starting to get checked out and obviously are being diagnosed with breast cancer and so on amongst women also.
That is correct. And if you go to our Facebook page of Facebook.com/pinkmail.org, you'll see that we posted on there several men that have had breast cancer, and one of them had his breast completely removed, but his wife still, she posted and said, her lovely husband, I just almost made me tear up that she still loved this guy. And believe me, it wasn't a sight to really look at it first, but then when you think about it, hey, he's still here and he's somebody to love, and his wife was willing to share that for us. And so we posted and promoted it on Pink Mail on Facebook.
Okay. And is your Facebook link on your pinkmail.org website? Can they get there?
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is go up to the top. All the icons are there for Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter. Instagram. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
I saw this website once. It had all the links on there, and there must have been 100 different Pinterest and Facebook and all these other things, and you can't keep up with them all. I know JJ can.
MySpace.
He's still on one, yeah.
Well, just so you know, I mean, you was talking about stats. We have two different Pinterest boards that we go on, and between the two, we're registering about 12,000 followers already.
Okay.
On Instagram, we're over 2,000. And Facebook, I think we're over 12,000 likes right now. So
Wow. We're
growing and we're getting better, and more and more people are becoming aware of it. And they're starting to pay attention because they're signing up. We're gaining users daily. It is a growing entity. Not as many as I'd like, but, you know, once we start doing more ads online, which is what we found where we need to put our ad dollars at, like with you guys with radio and stuff that are online, it's going to grow and continue to grow, because all people got to do is you hand them a card, they'll sign up.
Exactly. You know, it's like racing. Once you get that first win, that momentum in that right direction just keeps going. You know, I think that's something that's going
to
happen.
Well, you know, we are in a race to beat breast cancer, so why not better?
There you go.
On a racing site that's promoting us, and, you know, we were really appreciative of that. So, yeah, it goes hand in foot, race cars and the race to beat breast cancer, and I think it's great that y'all allow us to be here and y'all promote us.
And we appreciate you being here. And, you know, if you're just joining us, we have Brock here, pinkmail.org. You can go to the bombernation.com website also, click on the link there to get to it. But, you know, you have a free email, free secure email and obviously an auction site there at pinkmail.org where you can sell any item you'd like on there, and a portion of that goes, if not all, if you want to go to the prevention of breast cancer and to the American Cancer Society. So, but anyway,
this is something you brought up, Brock. You know, it's a race to beat breast cancer, and this is something that Chad Broadhead and the Broadhead family down at Prump Valley Speedway,
which are the promoters down there,
At Prump Valley Speedway, held just last year. Our second race for cancer, which should be scheduled again this year. It would be the third time, right, Gary?
Yes, Relay for Life.
Relay for Life. racing up against breast cancer is very important, especially the track that JC Motorsports run on down in Pahrump. That's put together, if I'm not mistaken, Gary, by the Busicks, isn't it?
Yes, Justice Busick.
Okay. And that's important. And as Gary said before, JC Motorsports is behind and fully supporting Pinkmail. As we have now on our cars, both of our cars going back and forth to Pahrump from Las Vegas 23 times this year, back and forth,
right.
46 times all told.
Wow.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going
right.
to see the back of our race cars with that pinkmail.org
logo
there.
You know what? And,
we're proud to run it.
If you have a charity site and you want an email account, that's a perfect match for you. Go to pinkmail.org and have your own, you know, charity with the pinkmail.org website or something like that.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of businesses that sign up. My analytics tell me, and analytics is what tells you what your website's doing, who's signing up, what countries, how much time people spend, and so forth. When I go on that and I look the other day, Time Warner actually had 27 accounts they set up in one day. Time Warner did. So when I see that from one IP address, I know that it's a business, and I checked it out, and they did. They set up, I'm pretty sure it was 27. It could be 24, so don't quote me on the 27, but it was either 24 or 27 accounts they set up at one time.
Okay.
So businesses can come on there, hospitals, cancer sites, things like that, not just individuals. As well. And just so you know, we are working, and my partner don't know this yet, so I'm going to blind her.
Here we go. We got it on the air first. Go ahead, Doc.
And this is going to be big now. This is going to be big because we're going to enlist casinos and racing companies and stuff like that. You know how everybody has walks and stuff for cancer and runs. Well, I'm interested in getting out to the Motor Speedway out there and having rollerblading in October.
Wow.
For breast cancer for pinkmail.org.
Cool.
And that's something I hadn't told her about yet, but I've been working on that for about 3 weeks now, which she knows. I just come out with a new phone app, too, for our company and so forth to expand and help breast cancer. So we're working on that, but that's going to be fun. Everybody else is doing runs and walks. We're going to do a rollerblading.
Right.
I'm hoping I can get the track out there.
All right.
You know, so that's what we're looking at.
Maybe Sue doesn't want to speak on the radio, but we can see her on a pair of rollerblades.
She's certainly giving me the evil eye because she's wondering how much that's going to cost.
Hey, don't worry, Sue. I'm always the last to know everything, too. So,
you know what? And keep in tune, you know, to us here also at the pinkmail.org website and also thebombernation.com. And keep an eye out for that. That's going to be a very entertaining event there. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that as it develops.
Brock, I will get JJ on some rollerblades if you pan that out at the motorcycle.
No, in the straight line, I'll do the four
do
wheels, not in line.
Hey,
I will. You get me size 13.
Okay. We'll,
I will roller skate.
We'll strap.
But
we'll make
not rollerblading.
Hey, Tim can make you some roller skates.
Hold on.
I'm
going to find him some 13 wooden four-wheel.
Do that. Find them. I will be more than happy. Brock, if you get it set up there, you let me know. Gary's going to get me a pair of skates, and I will be out there on roller skates with you.
We're going to hold that to you.
Yes.
Okay, but listen to this now. The reason we're rollerblading is instead of four-wheel skating is because the tracks are slanted.
Oh, come on. He's got to have
a
handicap.
Think about your knees, and with that slant on that track, The rollerblades can handle it. The four is going to be hard. But, hey, if you can come and do it on those wooden skates, God bless you. It'll raise money for breast cancer.
I got a crew chief that will be able to set up caster and camber for me. No problem.
Guys, we're going to pull this off.
We'll be able to shave those wheels down on the left side. No problem at all. Lighten up those skates and
now,
change those ball bearings. No, we'll get them going.
Now, if anybody wants to help put this together, how can they get a hold of you, Brock? What's your email address?
Well, you can call me at my phone at 702-372-2375, or you can email me at mbrock@pinkmail.org.
Brock@pinkmail.org, and that's B-R-O-C-K.
Mbrock, B-R-O-C-K.
Oh, Mbrock.
Yeah, M-B-R-O-C-K at pinkmail.org.
Okay, and what was that phone number again?
702-372-2375, and that's Mike Brock. Just
okay, and that's your cell number?
That is correct. You can reach me there personally. And, yeah, we're looking to we're going to have some bands out there we're trying to get. We're going to have the course, the race car, the pink male car is going
to
be out there. Maybe you can bring your cars out there for the guys because it is the racetrack. And we're going to have other vendors out there as well. You know, we'll have food vendors. And then, of course, we're going to have people come in to rollerblade, and we'll be the first one to do this, as far as I know.
Now, this is a good time for us to hear from Susan. No.
She's
shocked.
Don't see that
happening. Wait a minute. I think she said she's shocked.
I'm shocked.
I don't know why. You know I'm constantly growing us.
You know what? And that's very important. And you know, the surprises are actually good because they bounce off each other. I know Gary's wheels are always spinning, and I know JJ has some things. He's always thinking about helping and, you know, to do with kids and things like that, that these guys are constantly trying to help the community. And we're all about local, you know, we like to talk about local racing, local community, local businesses, and you know, guys like yourself that help spearhead something that's really meaningful. So,
well, we not only just sponsor with breast cancer, I mean, we'll also donate. We've donated to the Henderson Police Department for their golfing tournaments for cancer. For kids, as well as the Cancer for Kids out at the Speedway out there.
So the money that you guys bring in helps in more than just one way. You guys spread it around to other local businesses also.
Yeah, that's correct. We're not just locked in just strictly to the American Cancer Society, but they get the bulk of what we do bring in. And they've been very instrumental in helping us and promoting us as well locally. We was involved in their run here last October, which we plastered all over all our social media. So, you know, we work with them as well because they got the walks that they do for breast cancer, which is helps us get a little more marketing out there and branding as well. So they work with us. We work with them. And then, of course, we work with Cancer with Kids, whatever we can do to beat cancer, period. But mostly we're dedicated towards breast cancer, but that don't mean we're solely.
Okay. JJ, I know you've been chomping at the bit.
No,
there.
It's it answered my questions with the website and everything.
You know,
I
know Justin's been waiting to get some time in here. We, you know, I missed the last show. Like I said, I'm sorry I missed that. And I know, you know, sometimes to get around JJ is tough.
We're good. I got like 20 questions for Sue, but that's been taken off the table. So
yeah, all my
questions
are for Susan, too. So what's going on here?
No, it's just great to have Brock in here.
No.
I'm really happy that JC Motorsports is going to be supporting this year, and
that, again, that's something
look
that,
for a full run and continued relationship for a long time.
And that's something that Gary – oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to thank him for that because we're looking for a long-term relationship with you guys, too. You've helped us a lot and helped us promote it and getting the word out, and we just really want to thank the Bomber Nation, okay?
And make sure you go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the link there. You can also go to the message boards on there, and if you're a racer, I know I'm sure Justin's been on there. See who's talking about you, or you want to talk about another racer? There's always some kind of crap talk going back and forth.
Now you hear Justin speaking over there. Okay.
You know, go ahead.
Like I said last time, I'm keeping my mouth shut about that.
You know, it's a place for you to voice your opinion, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's somewhere to go for you as a racer to, you know, to go. And if you want to call in and be on our show
Hey, Justin, look at
it
the way I look at it. As long as they're talking about me, they're not talking about nobody else.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
That's a good thing.
We got to work on getting Sue on here, though. She needs to start doing these. Sue is actually our director of marketing and president of marketing for pinkmail.org. So.
Well, she'll come around.
Well, with any luck, this ain't the last time you'll be on. You'll come back on with a lot more numbers for us.
You guys let me know anytime, and I'm very thankful again that you wanted me here, and just go to my marketing director over here, Sue. She's the one that got me here tonight.
That's
well, we need to.
We'll have a condition attached to that next time that she'll have to speak to.
Hey, Sue, just so you know, I did my job.
We're going to want to hear updates definitely from you. We're going to want to, as soon as you firm up this rollerblading for cancer. Once you get that locked in and a date and time, you got to let us know so we can put it out there on onwheelsnow.com and broadcast it on every Tuesday night in between 6 and 7. We're, you know, like I said, .com across the world.
I like it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll get Justin back on here and get some more talk time.
You got about 5 minutes, Justin.
There you go.
It's all about Pinkmail right now.
Okay. Are there other businesses that you'd like to talk about or thank real quick while we got a couple minutes? We pretty much wrap that up. I know these guys have some sponsors. I know Nevada Pick Apart is a big influence in the entertainment type divisions like the Bombers.
Every
Stocks.
Bomber driver.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to go to NevadaPickApart.com. Look for your parts online there. You can find two locations there. They got one on Lamb and one in Henderson. And you want to go to Nevada Pick Apart. It costs you $1 to get in. That's it. Go find your parts. Get your car going. Talk to Steve if you have to down there. Steve Burke, he's been a friend of racing for many years.
Yeah, so. Yep. Anthony at Camp Out, want to thank him for all that he does for us. Need trailer parts, toolboxes, campers, trailers, just tow trailer. They got everything possibly available for you. That's Anthony at Camp Out.
Mike at Reliable Banner. Got to thank him for all the stuff he does for us.
And don't forget, when you're in Pahrump, of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway's race this weekend, correct? That's a 3 p.m. race, day race. So if you're going to be anywhere, be there. You know, you got Super Bowl Sunday coming too. So the day before, you want to go out to the track. You're going to want to stop at GNS Pit Stop Food Truck out there. Where's that going to be located?
Right across from Saddle West on 160.
So as you're coming into town,
it'll be on your right hand.
On your right hand side, across from
Saddle West.
Saddle West.
We got any specials going on for Saturday night after the races?
Yes, after the races.
Before and after.
Yes. Well, after the races, if you show your stamp from the racetrack, you get $2 off of whatever you order.
Or your wristband from the pits.
Yep, or your wristband, yep.
All right, cool. That's a deal.
And that's GNS Pit Stop. It's a food truck. White, you can't miss it. It's going to be parked out there well lit, I'm sure.
Yep.
With flashing lights. And you get your flashing lights on there?
Yep.
Okay, with flashing lights.
And look for the pinkmail.org sticker that's going to be going up on there this week.
See, so that there you go. And again, Gary is also, you know, taking this upon himself also to donate $1 for every item as a racer that you post at pinkmail.org auction. So you're going to want to do that and let Gary know. He'll make sure that that money gets donated also.
I'm going to keep track of that for him.
And I'm sorry, I haven't.
JJ, I think I'll keep track of that too now.
somebody has to, bro.
Well, now we got witnesses here. We've got the man in charge here, Pink Mel.
Oh, and those wooden rollerblades.
The
four skates. Yeah.
I will be more than happy to enjoy it. You get me four wheels, not in a row, okay? I'll get out there, size 13. I'll get
you
out there.
You do know that if I get them, they're going to be pink.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
That's
y'all
fine
heard
with
it.
Me.
JJ's going to wear pink roller skates and I'll up and coming event.
I'll even, Justin, you want to loan me a jumpsuit?
Go ahead.
All right. There we go.
How about a pink
helmet?
And
the helmet.
Exactly.
I'm going to need the helmet.
You know, no helmet. We want to see you.
We want to see
we
you.
There
make,
you go.
Right.
We'll get a clear
it
helmet. No helmet.
Yeah. You got to dye your hair pink.
There you go.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh,
you hear it?
Okay.
I'll do it.
I remember the American flag.
We got to get a hold of Tiffany. Wouldn't be the first time that I painted my hair.
I remember the American flag.
No helmet. You remember the American flag. I painted it black,
so,
purple,
remember
and
that?
Silver.
JJ,
I like that.
JC.
We're going to have JJ with pink hair, but I want to thank you guys from pinkmail.org for being here. You know, if you want to find out more, go to thebombernation.com. Join us live every Tuesday, 6 p.m. We're here for you as racers and anything on wheels. We're here at onwheelsnow.com for you live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. So,
yep. One other sponsor out there, DNN Equipment, yep. Dale and Nick at DNN Equipment for helping us out.
And thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having pinkmail.org here.
No problem.
Glad to have you and glad to be on board with you.